like to welcome you to our show today at Take Time for Jesus. After today's message, we will have information on how you can contact the show or access past shows here at Take Time for Jesus. And now with today's message, here's Brother Earl and Sister Sarah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to take time for Jesus. My friend, we take time for everything else that we want to do, but do you really take time out to give God praise and glory? You got to understand that it's only by His grace that we survive the many things that have happened already, and it's the only way that we're going to survive for the things that will happen. We've had all these things happening, and we've all just had the Memorial Day for those fallen soldiers and men and women that fought in the wars that has been, and we give honor to them. And that's all good and well. I've had some friends and I had some relatives that gave their life in the wars and everything. But I praise God and thank God for that He has done for us in keeping us a free country such as it is. And that's why they fought for it. But some of the people in the world today would rather have a dictator than they would have someone that would care for them and have godly love towards one another. We've got problems, my friend. The world is running chaos around and about. We here and we there, and we hear this and we hear that. Many people running to and fro, even seeking to live among the stars. We have ministers that are out there seemingly that all they are looking for is to sell you something or other and give you a book that they wrote or sell it to you or want your seed in their wallet or something other. My friend, it's come to the time that we're living in a time that we're in. People have not love for one another as God would have us to be. It used to be years ago when I was a young boy that people helped one another and loved one another. Now, since I'm old, I see the things that people are fighting against one another all the time. There's going about killing one another, and we're in those days of perilous times. My friend, we need to turn back the clock, as the old saying goes, as for the old path and walk there in it. But the present time that most of the congregations are saying, no, we will not ask for it, neither will we walk in it. They walk in their own ways and leaving out the principal doctrines of the Lord God of Almighty and the apostle teachings and everything, where they were in that the Bible, when John wrote to the first church, he said, he commended them on something, but he said, I have somewhat against you because you've left your first love. They went back into things that they don't need to have. They need God in their life more than anything else in these days we live. My friend, we just had Memorial Day passed and given honor to our fallen comrades in the wars and the things like that. But if we just take time to read the Word of God, He told us in Matthew 24 about these things. There would be wars and rumors of wars, be earthquakes and these things happening. And they're here. They're happening now, my friend. And we're having these wars and rumors of wars. Look at the war that's going on now with Ukraine. We're involved in it because we send material over there to them, and so other nations do. So it's kind of the beginning of the Third World War, you might say. And it's going to come. It's nothing that I see in the scriptures that we're in that it's going to prevent it. But the only way that I know that it could would people begin to love one another as they would love themselves, but they won't do it. There's some nations, they want it all. They think they get it all by war. Well, some people is going to die for that one person dictatorship to get them all started. My friend, there's one person that died for the world and for you and I long before we was, and that man called Jesus. God come in the flesh to die for the sins of the world, wherein Adam had cast us into these things because that one disobedience and partaking of the tree of good and evil. We've had problems ever since. And but one day, this man called Jesus that went to Calvary to die for our sins is going to appear on the scene, and he's going to receive his bride. And when he comes back again with his army, he's going to put an end to all this. And all these woes and these things and all the mothers, the tears that they've shed because of their lost love, children and loved ones that we've lost in these wars and many other things. But look at it right now. We're in a war right now. Look at how that all of these people that are devil possessed, you might say, they're serving a God that can't do them any good, but one that's the God of this world, the devil, and they get involved into them and they get them all riled up and everything, and they think they're going to do something great, and they go out with a gun and these big high-powered rifles and go to shooting people and killing young people and along about people that have no idea, and all of a sudden they jump up in the congregation or something other and go to shooting people. This is a war, my friend. It's a war against good and evil. The evil is against the good part, and the good part is trying to get the people to understand these things will be, and the only escape that we have from being annihilated and be spend eternity in hell is being reborn again, repent for our sins, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We suffered much for our friends and loved ones during these years of wars and things. We've lost some loved ones, friends, brothers and sisters. And I thank God that there are people who recognize that and do give them some honor and everything. But what about Jesus? Do you honor him when you wake up in the morning? Do you give him praise? Do you thank him for another day of letting you share it with him? Do you thank him for keeping you and supplying your needs? And he does supply your needs, whether you realize it or not. He helps us to even every day. He gives us bread to eat, and he gives us life. Without him, you have no life, my friend. Without what he done at Calvary for the world, for the sinner, to forgive us of our sins, we would have had no hope. God chose a people out of the nations at one time when he got a hold of Abraham and he made him a father of many nations, the Jewish people. But I'm not a born Jew, but I'm reborn Jew, if you want to call it that. That's all right with me. But the thing of it is, being born again of the water and of the Spirit, accepting the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, is one way that you can have life and have it more abundantly. But many people today, they think an abundant life is, and many preachers, at all of the gusto they can get. If you sin and plant your seed, and there's hundreds and thousands of dollars in my planted in my ministry and everything. Bible speaks against them that preach for filthy lucre. But my friend, you read your word of God, read the Bible, and find out what God has to say about people that uses other people and without any love and affection towards one another. That's the problem of the world today. We don't love as God would have us to love. We don't love one another as God tells us to love. Why? Because the enemy of our soul, the devil, has crept in to the places and led away a lot of women. He speaks about the church. A lot of women that he speaks about led silly women laden with sin off because there's some of them there. They claim this and they claim that. But there's only one plan to salvation, and God gave it to us out of his word. And it's the apostle teachings and doctrine. Jesus Christ and him crucified, he is the only Savior. Nobody else can save you. Nobody else died for your sins. But he did. He suffered much for you and I that he could bring forth salvation and forgiveness of our sins. We thank God for that. Thank God for those that have died to keep us free as we are. But with some of these here people that are in high places right now is trying to sell us down the tube and get us into communist and bring us forth there and put us in bondage throughout the world. But my friend, there's only one way we can be free from all of these things. And that's live for the Lord Jesus Christ, because one day he's going to come back and put everything right. And he's going to put down the adversaries. He's going to do away with the devil and all of his people. And he's going to bring forth righteousness in a new heaven and a new earth. I pray and hope that God will give you an unction to believe what the Word of God says. That's why I encourage you to read the Word of God. Read your Bible and find out what God has to say about these days that we're living in today. Not yesterday, but today. Yesterday is gone, and today is the day. It's presently. Tomorrow hasn't got here yet. So we're going to have to be prepared to live today, prepared for tomorrow, what may come tomorrow. I don't know. The Bible doesn't give you nor I, neither one, no one, a promise of tomorrow. But should we awake in the morning and we say, thank God, give him praise and honor and thank him for keeping us through another night and letting us share another day with him, it would be honorable to him, and he would bless us for it. But people, that says they forget about the things that God has done for us, for humanity, and wherein that he gave the opportunity for you to choose, and many choose to walk in the broad way to destruction through the wide gate, instead of choosing to walk on the narrow way in the narrow, or the straight way in the narrow gate. My friend, it's time we made a choice. As when Joshua brought the children of Israel across the river there, and when he stopped there and he said, now choose you this day to whom you will serve. Will you serve them on this other side of the river, or will you serve God on this side of the river? On the other side was down in there in Egypt, where they had all the false teachings and doctrines and one thing or another, many gods. But on this side he was talking about, there was only one true God, and that was the Almighty God, the creator of all things, the father of us all, the Lord Jesus Christ. God in the flesh came and died for you and I. For those that have suffered death, for keep us free, he died to keep us from being tormented in hell for eternity. It's up to you, my friend, as it will be for all whoever hears the sound of our voice. I pray that you would give God praise and honor. I thank him for the opportunity to lift up his name and praise him for his goodness and his mercy. For that day at Calvary where he gave his life, they didn't take it, he gave it. He shed his blood for yours and my sins. Many of the men and women that died in these wars past, they gave their life that you could have freedom. Jesus gave his life that you could have forgiveness of your sins. So honor him also. Nothing wrong with honoring the fallen that fought in these wars. I do myself. I thank God for a brother that spent several years there, and a brother-in-law and several friends and everything, and some of them lost their lives in the battles and everything. But I thank God for it, that we have freedom such as it is. But this world is divided between Democrats and Republicans, and they all want this and they all want that, and the one tried to fuss with the other, instead of get together with love in their heart to do it for the glory of God. They want to build themselves up to be something other that they'll never be. Because without God in your life, my friend, you're just a sinner, and you're going to die and bust hell wide open, as the old saying. That's plain speaking. But live for the Lord, repent, live for him, can get your life eternally with him in that new heaven, in that new earth. Otherwise, ain't but two ways to go, and that's either up or down. Like an elevator, it goes up and down. Down is down to the floor, sometimes into the basement. You don't want to go that route. You have be on the up, praising God and looking to him to be the author and the finisher of your faith. Repent today, calling upon the name of the Lord. Give him praise and honor. My wife's got something other here I wanted to read for you. Here she is, Sister Sarah.
Well, praise the Lord. Several years ago, I found an article, and so I came across it just the other day about the Memorial Day we just celebrated. It used to be called Independence Day. But then they started building great big old memorials and everything, so they changed it. If it wasn't for the men and women who have fought for this country, we would not have the freedom we have. Whether we like what is going on in our country, it is still the greatest country to live in. May God bless America. I want to share with there was a Marine in a battle zone and he wrote a poem to his dad. We all come together, both young and old, to fight for our freedom, to stand and be bold. In the midst of all evil, we stand our ground and protect our country from terror all around. Peace and not war is what people say, but I'll give my life so you can live the American way. I give you the right to talk of your peace, to stand in your groups and protest your streets. But still I fight on. I don't gripe or whine. I'm just one of the people who is doing their time. I'm harder than nails, stronger than any machine. I'm the immortal soldier. I'm a Marine. So stand in my shoes and leave from your home. Fight for the people who hate you with protests you've known. Fight for the stranger. Fight for the young. So they all may have the greatest freedom you've won. But when your time comes, do what I've done. For if you stand for freedom, you'll stand when the fighting is done. And it was written by a U.S. Marine in the battle zone to his dad. And every morning when I was growing up and we went to school and everything, we pledged the allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. And I thank God that I did grow up in a time whenever they did respect the flag, they respected God, they respected the country. Now I want to share with you things I have learned in life. I've learned that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. I've learned that we should be glad God doesn't give us everything that we ask for. I've learned that money doesn't buy class, you have to work for it. I've learned that it's those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular. I've learned that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated. I've learned that God didn't do it all in one day. What makes us think that we can do it? And I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the situation. And I've learned that the less time I have to do something, the more things I can accomplish. And in Psalm 71 and 18, now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. You're never too old for God to use you in his work. As I always say, today's a day of salvation. Tomorrow may not be ours to behold. Live today as if it was your last day, because tomorrow may be. And I used to have a thing on my window, it had a little sticker. It said,
come on.
Today will soon be past. Whatever done for Christ will last. I had to think for a minute because it's been a long time ago. Here's Brother Earl.
Praise
to us and thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We do thank those that have wrote to us. We appreciate it. It encourages us. And my desire is to encourage you to seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he will add to you what you deserve and what you need. But the main thing, my friend, that we need to understand today is that if we serve the Lord with our whole heart, soul, mind, and body, that one day that we'll put on that robe of righteousness, put aside this old flesh and this old body now that makes aches and hurts and suffers from many different reasons. We'll put it aside and put on that new life and be with the Lord forevermore. But it's going to require love one another. It's going to require loving God more than you love this world, and even to mom and dad and brothers and sisters, and follow him. It's going to require repentance for your sins. giving God praise and glory. Giving to these here ministers all you got and everything, and thinking that you're going to reap all these here and all. It's not what it's all about, my friend. It's giving God praise and glory and honoring Him and lifting up His name through repentance, through looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, for He died for our sins. Many of our men and women died in these wars here recently since I've been. World War One. I came along just before that broke out, and I lived through that, but I was too young to go, but nevertheless, I had some friends and loved ones went, my brother and everything, but some of them came home and some of them didn't make it, my friend. But nevertheless, I thank God for each and every one of them that give their life that we can have a freedom that such as we have today. It's all the things that are happening in the world today. The Lord give us the unction of it and foretold us there when He had it put in the book that we would have wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places. These things is just the beginning of sorrow, my friend. But the thing of it is that if we live for our life for the Lord, that we've got something greater to look forward to than we have in this present life or to look back upon. Forget about those things that are behind and look forward and press toward the mark of the high call in Christ Jesus. The devil is out as he, a roaring lion, as the one place says, and he's seeking that he can devour. He's going about with people that he's got in his gang of, they put it in him, and he puts it in their heart to go around and shooting our young'uns and everybody else in these groups and everything. It's the devil that is out trying to destroy that which God has been loved enough that He created us in His own image, and He got brought forth, and He came into this world to die with that He made in His own image. You and I, He didn't make Adam and Steve, He made Adam and Eve. Eve was the first in transgression, but nevertheless, if Adam had not have took of it, then we would have been better off. But nevertheless, he did partake of the forbidden fruit, and he sold the title deed to the world, to the devil, and he is the god of this world. And he's out seeking that he can devour, and he's going about as a roaring lion. Many people today are killing others and everything. Plumb innocent people have no idea. Be down minding their own business, and some devil-possessed person come along and shoot them or whatever. But my friend, there's only one way that we can escape all the torment and all the hell that's going to come in the days to come, and that's to be right with the Lord. If you endure suffering for His name's sake, you will inherit eternal life, and He will bring you forth, and you will have a peace of mind, such joy that never a man could ever claim to be if we get into the kingdom of God. But it's going to take us loving Him more than we love ourselves. It's going to take us pressing on toward the mark of the high call, as Paul called it, in Christ Jesus. Many times we stumble and we fall, but if you fall, my friend, don't lay down and wallow in the mud and the clay, but rise up, asking God to help you to get up and walk straight in the line for His name's sake. He'll help you, but you got to ask Him. If you don't ask, you won't receive. If you don't seek, you won't find. If you don't knock, it won't be open unto you. But He says, if you seek, you will find. If you knock, it will be open to you. If you ask, and you can have. My friend, asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins, hey, some people think that that's a obscene thing, but it's the only way you're going to make it into eternal life. It's the only hope that you and I got is in Christ Jesus. Many of our men and women went in these battles and fought, and probably they're waiting upon that day of judgment. Many of them will come forth when that day comes, when the Lord comes to take His bride. Many will come out of the grave from corruption to incorruption. And when we stand together in the presence of God, I hope that I can see these friends and loved ones there. But the thing of it is, my friend, if they don't make it, And if you make it, you won't miss them, because there wouldn't be no sorrow in heaven. I hope and pray that those that I was acquainted with and not even know about, that there was some of them there that knowed God and they called upon him, and they will be in the catching away of the bride of Christ, be in the kingdom of God. I hope and pray they will be. I hope and pray that we, you under the sound of my voice, that we can meet together in that place wherein that we can stand before the Lord and hear him say, welcome in. I just pray God would bless and undertake in the matters of men in this world today, and help us to come to realize how much we need God in our life and how little we need the big gusto of the world has to offer, as you might say, and all the glit and the glamour and all that will be done away with. But what's done for Christ will give us life eternal. It's time that we got it right, my friend. It's time that we begin to look up. Time is running out, whether you realize it or not. You may have already had your vacation this year, or you planning for it and everything, and maybe it's going to come in the next month or next week or whatever, and you got big plans for it. But if you plan to serve the Lord in any of this here time, or if you're just thinking about self and what you want to do and the fun you're going to have, you may be surprised, my friend, what transpires before. When you leave God out of your life, then you cut off your own life. I mean, you don't have life. And I pray and hope to praise God that these men and women that have died to help us to have the freedom that we do have, that many of them, if not all of them, I hope and pray that all of them, before they cast in the chips, you might say, that they called upon the name of the Lord, and they'll be standing there victoriously over death, hell, and the grave in that day of time to stand before the Lord. I hope and pray they will, because many have died in these battles, and there will be others that will go also. This war with the Russia and Ukraine is most likely going to escalate into a greater thing than what it was. They thinking about World War III. It could bring forth that. It's just the beginning of it. Everything has to have a beginning before it gets into where it escalates into worse. But the thing of it is, my friend, if you've got God in your life, whatever may come and whatever may happen, if you've been born again of the water and of the Spirit, receive the Holy Ghost in God in your life, you're going to be okay, even though you may forfeit your life here. But if you lose it for his name's sake, you'll find it. But if you lose it just because you don't believe or whatever, it'll be lost forever, be cast into outer darkness. My friend, it's my desire is to encourage you that we're living in perilous times. It's no doubt about it. People have been going down the road in their automobiles or walking down the street and everything, and these devilish people to come along and shoot and kill and all these here kind of things is happening. Look about you. Listen to the news. See what's happening in the world. Open your eyes and realize how much you need God, how much you need to repent and turn from your wicked ways. As the Bible speaks about in Chronicles there, it says, if my people which are called by my name should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then would I hear from heaven and heal their land. The only hope that we got for healing, my friend, is our Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't call on him, you'll be sick to sin, and you'll be die and go into the place of torment was prepared for the devil and his angels. It wasn't prepared for you and I, but many people desire to go there, so hell has enlarged itself. But praise God for those that have fought the battle in foreign lands to keep this nation free as it is. Sometimes I think that they spent their life for unnecessarily, because the people today, many of them don't even respect them. They don't even give no praise because they don't respect God. They don't love one another. And so it shows me that they didn't care about them men and women that died to keep them free. They just enjoy what they want to do. They don't think nothing about the price that was paid to give them the freedom that they have. Oh, they don't think about that. They just think about the gusto that they're going to have. Oh, I want this and I want that. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. My friend, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. If you haven't repented from your sins and got forgiveness of your sins and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, which was God himself, you die, you're going to be tormented for eternity. No let up. Along with the devil and all of his people and everything will be cast into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Many people claim this and claim that. But my friend, the Bible speaks about, you see the tree, look for the fruit. And if it bears good fruit, you know the tree's good. But if the tree bears forth bad fruit, you know something's wrong with the tree. Right. I've seen a lot of trees as looking at them in that respect. A lot of men and women that claim that they are this and claim they're that. But the fruits did not bear the witness that they was the truth that they was trying to push over, because they wanted you to think that they were somebody special when they was really nothing at all but a sinner. But my friend, I was a sinner once, was saved by the grace of God, my Lord Jesus Christ. I thank him for his righteousness and salvation. I thank him for what I have that he blessed us with, spiritually, physically, and financially. He alone supplies our needs. He helps me to get what I need to have. He gives me strength from day to day, as well as my family. And I thank him for it. But do you really praise him, and that those men and women that sacrificed their lives to where you could have the freedom that you have today? Oh, I hope so. I hope you will thank God for each and every one of them, instead of just ignoring it all and just don't even realize what the price was paid for you to have what you got. My friend, it's come time when the rubber hits the road, as Dr. McGee used to say, it's time to put the brakes on sin. Time to turn from your wicked ways and calling upon the name of the Lord. If you haven't done so, I would suggest you do so. Call upon the Lord. Find you a place of there somewhere or another in your home or out someplace. I got baptized with the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, out in the woods up beside of a stump. My God is everywhere, my friend. Everywhere. You don't have to be in a big cathedral to receive God. You can do it by your bedside. My wife got baptized in the Holy Ghost down by the bedside, calling upon the name of the Lord. You don't have to be in a big swamp, a big cathedral somewhere or another, or a big place around a bunch of people, preachers and whatever. All you need to be humble before God. Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, calling upon the name of the Lord. He will hear your cry. He will answer. He will give you that heart's desire. If you desire to serve him, he will help you, my friend, as he's helped many of us. I don't doubt in my mind that many of those men and women that fought in these wars and gave their life, that we can have this freedom that we got, such as it is. Many of them probably called upon the Lord, and you may not know it. I don't know it, but they done it. Then that's all that matters. If they done it, it because it ain't going to do you no good for them to call on the Lord if you don't do it yourself. It's an individual thing between man and God. God gave man a choice to serve him or not serving. Many people today would choose to serve the world and all of its that, looking for the glit and the glory of the whatever the world has to offer. Believe me, my friend, I've been down the road. I know what I'm talking about. It's got a lot of stuff out there to offer you. But the thing of it is, can it give you eternal life? No. You can live in it. You can water in it. You can possess it, whatever it might be. But in the finalities of it, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ and have not been born again, you're going to hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You don't want to hear that, my friend. You want to hear him when you stand before him that day, to hear him say, well done, my faithful servant. Enter in to my rest. But there's only one way we can get it, praising God and looking to him to be the author and the finisher of our faith. Accept his death. having his blood applied to your sin, because he died for the world. He created the world and the fullness thereof, and he made man in his own image. Some of these people said we sprung from monkeys and this and that. He's a liar, and the devil told him that, and he believed it. Like some of these people had perverted in their sexual orientation. He told them a lie, and they believe it. I'm not a man, I'm a woman. And a man with man and woman with woman. It's not right, my friend. It's an abomination in the sight of God, and he's going to judge as he did in Sodom and Gomorrah. He destroyed them, and he's not going to call them up and apologize them, because he's not going to let you get by with it or them that does these things. But he will judge the world in righteousness. Everyone will stand before him. He's a righteous God, and he will give judgment according to our works and our deeds. My friend, it's time we got it right. Time we can call upon the name of the Lord, because time's running out. It ain't going to be many more years, if it's that long, that the Lord would come and take his bride home. I don't know the day or the hour. Nobody does. And when somebody goes to try to tell you they know and this and that and one thing or another, be careful about what you believe in some of these people, because some of them is devil possessed, and the devil told them to lie, and they lie and don't know what they're talking about. But my friend, no man knows the day or the hour when the Lord will appear. I don't know how many days we've got left in this life, but the life that's hereafter, it we need to be prepared for. We need to get our sins beneath the blood and have God in our life. Should you lay down tonight and thinking about maybe tomorrow you do this or do that, but you may not wake up, be in Christ Jesus and him in you. Then if you don't awake in this life and you come to the place of wherein that when you stand before the Lord and he says, welcome in, you'll be joy forevermore. But unless you do, it's going to be reap the whirlwind. Many people will die in their sins and fall headlong into hell. The Bible speaks about two resurrections. The first resurrection is the dead in Christ. They'll rise from corruption to incorruption. Them that remained alive will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling eye, from mortal to immortality. And after a time goes, that there's going to be a resurrection of death, hell, and the grave is going to be brought up. And the book's going to be opened, that they're going to be judged out of the book. I believe it's the word of God. But nevertheless, he said, then another book was opened, the Lamb's Book of Life. And if their name was not there, they cast again into hell, into outer darkness, where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. My friend, you don't want to go that route. No. Today is the day of salvation. You need to call upon the Lord while you have breath in your body, while that there is time. Don't wait until you get on your deathbed, because some people I'll go ahead and I'll wait until I get sick, and before I die, I'll call. Many people have left this planet Earth, as you might say, through death, and wasn't even aware until all of a sudden they're gone. And they wake up without God. My friend, don't put it off. It's nothing to put off. It's something to cherish, to call upon the name of the Lord and have him in your life. If you've never known him, come to know him as your personal Savior. You'll be glad. You may suffer some for his name's sake, which we do. My friend, I've had some of people that call me all kinds of things, but I've had some of them that said, Earl, you used to be this and used to do that and everything. What happened? I said, Jesus made the difference, my friend. I don't do what I used to do. I used to do all kinds of things. I never killed nobody or nothing like that there, or robbed the bank or nothing, but I was a sinner, subject to death and in hell. But until the Lord got a hold of me and shook me down to the bottom of my soul, and I repented and turned to him. I don't do those things I used to do, but I thank God for his righteousness, his salvation. It's not of me, it's of him. He's the one. Thank God for my wife that we serve the Lord together, and we're together. Almost 43 years, and I thank God for every day. But my friend, it's come to the time that we got to praise him and lift him up, not just one time a week, but every day, every moment of our life. We need to be thankful for life, health, and strength. We need to be thankful for that day at Calvary wherein that he gave his life and shed his blood. But before that, he suffered the stripes on his back for our healing. Many people today wants to be healed where they can go out and do all kinds of things. I'd be just glad to be to have the touch of the Master's hand of where I could do the things that I need to do, not what I want to do. I just need to do some things that I can't do right now. But I pray God that one day I'll be able, and I thank God for keeping us. But my friend, it's come time that we need to pray one for another, to love one another. Charity is love. You give for these people for charity, they call it. And these organizations this year, the things that comes up and they send you out letters, they want money. It's called charity. That's charity. But that's because that they want to get everything they can from you and without working for it. These political people want you to pay for them to get a big job. And when some people are not even able to work in this life, but then still, I get letters all the time. One day I got a bunch of letters from these political people wanting me to help them get into these big jobs and everything. And it all amounted up to what we had there was come up to about $700 in one day. My friend, I can't afford that. I'm not going to worry about it. I just praise God and hope that the right people that will get into the places where they need to be, that will do that which is right for all people, not just for themselves, but the many of them politicians that are in it for what they can get out of it, whether you get anything or not. They want you to pay for it, but they want to reap the glory for it. My friend, it's time we call upon the name of the Lord. Look into him. Turn away from the sins of this world and from the old fleshly lust, looking at these things of uncandid before God, and just praise him and give him glory and honor. Thank him for each day. When you wake up in the morning, praise him and thank him for keeping you through another night safe. Thank him for another day and letting you share it with him. He's the creator of all things, my friend. Without him, there's nothing. There was nothing made that was made without Jesus Christ, God himself. He was in the beginning, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. It was in the mind of God that he was going to send Jesus, his only begotten son, God in the flesh. The flesh part was God that he was manifested in, came into this world to where he could die for yours and my sins. Honor him. Give him praise and honor. More so than we honor our fallen comrades that fought in these wars. But look unto the Lord God Almighty, because he's the only one that can give you and them eternal life. He's the only one that died for our sins. Those that died in the wars and everything, they fell on the battlefields and all to keep this country free, to have where you could have freedom. And I appreciate it and thank God for each and every one of them. But God himself died for your sins that where you could have life eternally. They died in a battle to keep you free. But God came in the flesh to die for your sins, to free you from the sins of this old world, that you may live in the righteousness of God. And one day, along with them that fell in the battlefield, that we might stand together with him in glory and reap that which he has prepared for us. He said, because I'll go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be there also. My friend, it's up to you, and it's up to me. I can't do it for you, neither can you do it for me. It's an individual thing. It's between you and the God of creation, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one you're going to have to be godly sorry for your sins, that you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. You needed a Savior. He provides salvation for us through his death on the cross. and his shed blood that cleanses. For without the shedding of blood, there was no remission of sin. His blood cleansed us from our unrighteousness. And that's the only way that we're going to make it, my friend. I'm honoring him and looking unto him to be our Lord and our God, because he's coming back very soon. And if we're not prepared to meet him, we're going to suffer some even greater than what we've suffered here as of already. It may be the only way after he comes and takes his bride, that may be the only way that you'll have opportunity for salvation, as it when they stand you up there like they did the three Hebrew children when the old man told them, and when you hear all them musical instruments and you don't bow down to this image here, we're going to throw you in the fire. And he had to heat it up 7 times hotter than it's supposed to be. But the children of Israel said, we ain't going to serve your God. They didn't bow, they didn't bend, and they didn't burn, my friend. But he cast them in the fire. And he looked in there and said, hey, didn't we not throw 3 in the fire? And they said, yeah, O king. He said, I see 4. And one of them's likened to the Son of God. My friend, he will go with you, never leave you nor forsake you. But you got to repent to get him in your life, to wherein that he will walk in your life, be with you even unto the end of the world. And it's coming. The end is coming. I don't know the day or the hour, but I believe it's closer than when we first believed. It's even at the door. And you hear somebody knocking on your door. One time you may be open it up, and no telling, it may be the death angel come to get you. But my friend, it's time to get it right with the Lord. It's time to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember those that have died on the battlefields to give you the freedom that you have today, that wherein that you can work and have whatever it is that you want to do. But remember this one thing, there's God that died for your sins. And if you don't honor him and repent for your sins, there's a worse place that's going to be, you're going to go into than's ever been on the face of this earth. Hell is not made for the man. It was made for the devil and his angels. But God said it, wrote it in the word there, had it put in the word, because so many wants to go, hell has enlarged itself to be able to accommodate them. You don't want to go there, my friend. So I pray that you would call upon the name of the Lord. Repent. Look into him for salvation, for it's only hope. I do appreciate those that have wrote to us. We thank you for each and every one that from all around the globe has wrote to us. We just praise it. If you let us know where you're at, if you can, it won't cause you no problems. Let us know where you're at and everything. We do appreciate it, but we do appreciate those that have wrote to us. Whether you say where you're from or not, it's neither here nor there. It's immaterial, but if you can, we would appreciate it. We keep all the letters. We get them stuck out, and we look at them every once in a while, and I do pray for you, and I pray that you pray for us as we pray one for another. We got to have the love that God has for us, to love one another, to love our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves. There's a problem with the world today. They forgot how to love. All it is now is lust. My friend, love will cover a multitude of sin. But to love your fellow man as you would like love him, love yourself, do unto him as you would have them to do unto you. Be tentative to them. Have the fellowship with them, with love, and be there. Be ready to help them when you can. And all these things. But my God is able to secure you from the fall that happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam disobeyed one thing. Oh, we broke all of the 10 commandments down through the years, but it's time to mend the fences. It's time to break loose from the bonds of sin and death, hell, and the grave, and come alive in Christ Jesus, calling upon him, giving him praise and honor, looking unto him to be the author and the finisher of our hope. That's our only hope, my friend, is in Christ Jesus. You can hope in the covenant and hope in this and hope in that all you want to, but it ain't going to do you no good when the end if you don't know Lord, know God. If you haven't repented of your sins, all of the things is going to go down in the tube, as the old saying. All sin and iniquity and all this here so-called stuff of the world is going to be done away with. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I want to be a part of that. I want you to be a part of it. That's why I tell you, you need to repent. If you haven't, call upon the name of the Lord. I don't mean to raise your hand and say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and you're on your way. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I believe you need to get down on your knees and pray with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, being godly sorry for your sins. Repentance, truly repentance, calling upon the name of the Lord. He has no respect of person. What he requires of one, he's going to require of all. And I don't believe in this raising your hand, Lord Jesus, come into my life, and you're on your way. There's no man ascended into heaven but he that came down from heaven. God himself put on the robe of flesh and came into this world as a babe. He preached to people. He was there, and he died on the Calvary's cross, a tree that he had grown. But thank God, that tree, that old dogwood tree, don't grow to where it'll make anything now. It's all twisted and littled and all because he put it that way. But my friend, the tree of life stands firm in the midst of the garden, in the garden of God. And that's where we need to be, in the shadow of the tree of life, in the shadow of God himself. Calling upon him, having him to come into our life, forgive us of our sins, and being baptized in his name with water, receiving of his baptism by the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Many people don't want it. There's been a lot of junk goes on, my friend, and I'd admit that. But the truth of it is, God does things decently and in order. And if it's out of order and undecently, God ain't no part of it. Realize that and understand it. God does things decently and in order. We just pray for God will bless you and keep you, my friend. Help us that we can all gather together unto him when that proper time comes, that we'll meet him and be glad that we knew him and repented. May God bless you and keep you. Write to us if you will, as I've said. Let us know where you're at if you will. Not that important, but we would like to know. But anyway, God bless you and keep you. Write to us, and may the Lord look on you and smile upon you and supply all your needs spiritually, physically, and financially. And we give him the praise and the glory for it all. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
Take a little time in the morning and you'll feel better all day. Take a little time for Jesus to get down on your knees and pray. He took the time to die on the cross so all of our souls wouldn't be lost. If you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Sometimes you may be in a hurry. You have so many things to do. But don't forget about Jesus. Remember, he didn't forget about you. He took the time to die on the cross, so all of our you find yourself slipping, then the thing to do is take time out for Jesus. He took time for you. Take time out for Jesus. He took time for you.
We would like to thank you for joining us today on Take Time for Jesus. Email the show at ecompton31@yahoo.com. If you'd like to check out past shows of Take Time for Jesus, go to our website, taketimeforjesus.com. We look forward to joining you again on our next show as we Take Time for Jesus.